Uncomplicated Vaso-Occlusive Crises by All-Star Medics. Acute pain crises in sickle cell disease are caused by ischemic tissue injury due to obstruction of blood flow by sickled red blood cells. Reduced perfusion causes hypoxia and acidosis. Triggers include infection, fever, acidosis, hypoxia, stress, dehydration, sleep apnea, and extremes of temperature. Common sites of pain include the bones of the extremities, hands and feet, the back, and the abdomen. Dactylitis is common in infants, while back and abdominal pain dominate in older children. Swelling may be symmetrical, asymmetrical, or migratory. Investigations include full blood count with differential, reticulocyte count, peripheral smear to detect sickled cells and Howell Jolly bodies, and total bilirubin and LDH. Mild pain can be managed with paracetamol 15 mg per kilogram and NSAIDs such as ibuprofen 10 mg per kilogram 3 times daily. Moderate pain requires addition of tramadol 50 to 100 mg orally every 4 to 6 hours for children older than 12 years. Severe pain may require IV or oral morphine, with IV doses of 0.1 mg per kilogram every 4 hours and oral doses of 0.2 to 0.3 mg per kilogram every 4 hours, up to 10 mg per dose. Patients on morphine should receive a stool softener unless they have diarrhea. Hydration is essential. Give 50% above daily maintenance IV fluids using 5% dextrose in normal saline. In patients with acute chest syndrome, severe anemia, stroke, or splenic sequestration, give 2/3 of daily maintenance to avoid pulmonary or cerebral edema. Rest and warm massage may alleviate pain. Avoid cold applications. Admission is indicated if oral analgesics fail or if fever or dehydration is present. SCD with infection or fever. Infection is a major complication due to functional asplenia. Common pathogens include Streptococcus pneumoniae, Haemophilus influenzae type B, E. coli, Salmonella, Mycoplasma pneumoniae, Chlamydia pneumoniae, Strep pyogenes, Staph aureus, and Neisseria meningitidis. Investigations include FBC with reticulocyte count, malaria tests, group and save, total bilirubin and LDH, urinalysis, blood cultures, chest X-ray, renal and liver function tests, urine and stool cultures, lumbar puncture, and evaluation for osteomyelitis. Hospital admission for IV antibiotics is indicated if the child is under 1 year, has a fever above 38 degrees, appears toxic, has hypoxia, severe anemia, extreme WBC count, or low platelets. Oxygen and transfusions are provided as needed. Ceftriaxone or cefotaxime is used for 7 to 10 days. Ciprofloxacin may be used for suspected Salmonella osteomyelitis. Add erythromycin or azithromycin if ACS or severe pneumonia is present. Antipyretics such as paracetamol may be administered. Emergency crises. Priapism presents as a painful erection lasting more than 4 hours. Place the child immediately in an exam room, establish IV access, hydrate at 1.5 times maintenance, provide analgesia, encourage voiding or warm baths, maintain oxygen saturation above 95%, and consult urology if unresolved. Transfuse 15 milliliters per kilogram if detumescence does not occur within 12 hours. Begin hydroxyurea and consider PDE5 inhibitors for recurrent cases. Acute splenic sequestration is sudden splenomegaly with hemoglobin drop of at least 2 grams per deciliter. Manage shock with cautious saline bolus, transfuse 10 milliliters per kilogram PRBCs, avoid aggressive palpation, and discuss splenectomy with a hematologist. Acute chest syndrome presents with fever, cough, chest pain, dyspnea, hypoxia, and CXR infiltrates. Treat with hydration at 2/3 maintenance, antibiotics for pneumonia, cautious pain management, oxygen therapy, and transfusion for severe anemia or hypoxia. Stroke presents with focal or global neurologic deficits. Secure airway, provide high-flow oxygen, monitor GCS, control seizures, manage raised ICP, initiate transfusion to target HBS below 30%, start hydroxyurea, and enroll in chronic transfusion programs. Complications. Sickle cell cardiomyopathy is usually restrictive with diastolic dysfunction and mild pulmonary hypertension. Asymptomatic patients require annual echocardiogram and conservative management. Treat high output failure with transfusions, avoid prolonged diuretics. Osteomyelitis can mimic VOC pain. Use bone biopsy, blood cultures, FBC, CRP or ESR, and imaging for diagnosis. Treat with IV cloxacillin for S. aureus, third-generation cephalosporins for gram-negative bacteria, or ciprofloxacin for salmonella. Treat for 4 to 6 weeks, including IV and oral therapy. Supportive care includes hydration, pain control, and rest, with orthopedic consultation for chronic or surgical cases. Preoperative management. Preoperative evaluation includes FBC, renal and liver function, HB electrophoresis, group and crossmatch, oxygen saturation, echocardiogram if indicated, TCD assessment in children under 16, pre-warming, and clear fasting instructions. During surgery, maintain normothermia, oxygenation, and careful induction. Postoperatively, monitor oxygen saturation above 96%, continue hydration, provide adequate analgesia, encourage pulmonary exercises, monitor for infection, and consider ICU transfer for complications.